Lord, please wake up the sleepers and assign a place to be when things begin to fall apart. The Lord has given you all warnings of what is coming. This is how the Blessed Mother began her message. Last night you discovered many things. These events will cause vocations to the religious life to wake up and dedicate themselves to prayer. It would be good for you to give a more accurate picture of what life in a hermitage is all about. People's patience is already running thin because the days of uncertainty for those who are awake are becoming more insecure. My children, if you lose your life, you will gain it. There are many of you who have chosen to be in complete control. This is not a wise decision because circumstances will leave you most vulnerable. There are many end times communities that are springing up around the world. They know what is coming and are well prepared for it. These are people who have chosen to get along with one another, pray, and expect God's mercy. But there are those who have chosen to go it alone. And to you, I say, cleave to God with all your heart and search out his will for you, for the times that are almost upon you. And just a little heads up on this. Last night, I was listening to Mike from around the world, and he's talking about serious meteor showers are about to come towards the earth. And they're being driven by some force that is behind them. And he doesn't know, and the experts don't know what that force is because they can't see it. It's like a wall of meteors and gases that are headed this way. Now, I trust the Lord that he can do anything. I really do. He can protect anyone, even topside, even out in a vulnerable area. I know he can do this. He's done it for us during these fires, and I know he can do it for you if your faith is there. But there are very, very difficult times coming in the not too distant future, and it can get very chaotic. It would be good for you to have an idea of how you're going to band together with others you trust and love and can pray with in order to survive what's coming. As an aside, I just want to make a note here. I've discovered that there are communities living on the top side of the earth that will soon become underground. They are prepper communities you can buy into, as a matter of fact. One such community is named Fortitude. They are run by former military and are very well structured and provided for, and people can buy into these communities. But for those of you who don't have the resources to do such a thing, banding together as a community is a really good idea, with the members being those that the Lord has pointed out to you, so that you can help one another. I know here in our community, we have a mechanic, we have an electrician, we've got people who can use bulldozers, people who, one or two people who can run a tractor, and someone who can build. And we're well equipped. The Lord just brought these people together because it was put on their hearts that they needed to form community. So if you're being called to something like that, it would be very good for you to pay attention that God is calling you. Our Lady continued, prayer communities will do well. For communities that are built on survival without prayer, it will be far more difficult. In any case, you know you belong to the Lord. And if he chooses to take you home to himself, that is the wisest decision and very much to your benefit. People who are here in the midst of this will be highly challenged with rough going. My son knows who can keep their souls and who is very weak and prone to caving under pressure. Because of that, he may take some sooner. Do not mourn for them. We will all be together very, very soon. Keep on going in the course that it's appointed to you. These times are perilous because of your reliance on technology. When all the systems crash, you will feel like you've been left on your own. This is why it's so very important to be prepared for what is coming. Underground living will be the safest if it is engineered carefully. She continued, prayer and obedience to the established order with much brotherly love and humility will be the very safest approach to living with one another. In these arrangements, everyone should contribute something so that no one is idle. The Lord is pulling many members together in this day that will be mutually beneficial to one another. I'm talking about all over the world. But brotherly love and humility must reign. Selfishness, misunderstanding, and jealousy will be used to try and pit one against another and thereby shut the community down. In other words, much of what is enabling your survival is kindness and humility. And I really do believe that if one should run out of food, the Lord is still going to provide. That's just my personal belief. It is a rare thing this day, she continued, to see families get along well, but they will do the very best if in addition to that, they are relying on the Lord. Please keep these things in mind. Time is short, and when things finally come down, it will be too late, for many communities will be filled up by then. And that was the end of her message. And we don't know what's coming. I mean, Mike from around the world, who occupies a fairly high position in protecting the world and protecting this country and the interests of this country, has talked about many different things that are going to take place. All of them are going to be really challenging, especially for those that are not ready and are not praying. I believe that you could survive anything just with prayer and not worrying about all the other things that people worry about. But your faith needs to be strong and there needs to be a lot of prayer. And one thing that was brought to my attention recently is that, and I think I mentioned this to you guys, is that prayer without humility and love, that kind of prayer is not going to be answered as readily as someone who is humble and very loving. And in fact, they could be stark naked out in the middle of the woods, but if they're humble and loving, I believe God will provide for them. But it's a very high degree of humility and love that the Lord is talking about here. Totally unselfish love. Totally looking out for the other one and not worrying about yourself. These are very rare qualities. People who have basically died to the world and they believe God is going to cover and protect them, period. So this isn't by way to scare you guys. It's just by way to let you know that things are coming that will make it difficult for you to be alone, to survive on your own. That it will be best if you have a small community where everyone knows their job and everyone does their job. And prays, mostly. That's the most important thing. It has a deep deep prayer life, that is what God will protect, absolutely protect. So the Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. And please, if your friends and family are not woken up yet, please help them to try and wake up. And Mike from around the world is a good source for that. So the Lord bless you and keep you and give you wisdom and total reliance on His provision. Amen.